So today is one of the most blockbuster day in the church because of the solemnity of the most sacred heart of Jesus. According to Pope Francis, draw from the heart of Jesus the spiritual food and drink for your life, so that nourished by Christ, you are new persons transformed in depth by this divine love. So the solemnity of the most sacred heart of Jesus is one of the most widely practiced and well-known devotions in the church. Jesus Christ's physical heart was considered the representation of his infinite love, holy and divine, for all humanity. As we deeply reflect on this important feast, we can say that this is a continuation, the continuity of the Feast of Pentecost, Holy Trinity, the Body and Blood of Christ, because all these feasts propose on the love of God, the unselfish giving of God to us throughout the history of salvation. It was not until 1670 that the idea of a formal feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus was promoted publicly by St. John Hughes. Soon afterward, this gained great impetus through the visions granted to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque in the convent in Paris, in the Visitation Convent, whose intense devotion to the heart of Jesus urged her to diffuse the treasures of his goodness, convinced that Christ has chosen her especially for this work. In 1765, at the request of the Queen of France, the papacy allowed the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus to be celebrated in France. A century later, at the petition of the French bishops, Pope Pius IX extended the feast to the universal church with an emphasis on the need for reparations for sins and abuses, whether personal or social. Today, the devotion to the Sacred Heart is centered around the centrality of his divine love, encouraging all to trust in God's overflowing benevolence towards the world he has made. So my brothers and sisters, the love of God is overflowing, and we just need to open ourselves and surrender everything to God. His love will overshadow our pain, our anxiety, difficulties, and fear, because only His love is enough for us. As the Lord is telling us today, and I suggest that you read this passage if you are in trouble or in difficulty, or have a heavy burdens in life. This is our gospel for today, and Christ is telling us, come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rests for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If you are here because of your devotion to the Sacred Heart, what you are afraid of? Are you trusting Him that everything will be fine? Hold on to Him and feel His love through His Sacred Heart, and the rest will be great. My brothers and sisters, believe in the promises of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I will give them all the graces necessary for their state of life. I will give peace in their families. I will console them in all their troubles. So the Lord loves us because He loves us. No if, no but, no inhibitions and boundaries. So if we are truly devotees of the Sacred Heart and followers of Jesus, do what His heart is telling us, and let His heart be our guide in life. Love without boundaries, in embrace everything. Joy, happiness, contentment, even suffering, pain, and difficulties. And at the end, your heart will be like His heart. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us.